AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. President Obama is on his way to Alaska for a three-day visit that he hopes will focus attention on climate change.
This is a huge opportunity for the president to see firsthand some of the impacts, the very acute and rapidly occurring impacts of climate change on America's Arctic.
Margaret Williams heads up the World Wildlife Fund's U.S. Arctic program. Tied to the trip, the White House has announced changes, changing the name of the tallest mountain in North America from Mount McKinley back to Denali, the traditional Alaskan native name. Shannon Miles, a 30-year-old man accused in the shooting death of a suburban Houston sheriff's deputy, is being arraigned this morning on a capital murder charge. Harris County Sheriff Ron Hickman says the assumption is Deputy Darren Goforth was targeted because he wore a uniform. Hundreds of people took part in a prayer walk for Goforth. Amy Lasko telling KPRC-TV.
It takes a village to raise a child. It takes a village to heal. We are all in this together.
Goforth was gunned down last Friday evening, shot from behind as he was pumping gas into his patrol car at a suburban Houston station. Outside a federal courthouse this morning in New York. NFL fans cheering New England quarterback Tom Brady as he enters the building for another meeting with NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell and a federal judge who's trying to get the pair to settle Brady's challenge of a four-game suspension for his role in underinflated footballs used in last year's AFC title game. Several blocks downtown Toronto's financial district have been closed off by police because of an unstable antenna on the Trump International Hotel in Tower, Toronto. Not clear when the streets around the building will be reopened. And on Wall Street, the Dow is down 133. This is AP Radio News. The nation's treasurer travels to New York for a meeting on changing the face on the $10 bill. Sandy Kozel has more.
U.S. Treasurer Rosie Rios is heading to the National Women's Hall of Fame in upstate New York to hear from the public about plans to put a woman on the $10 bill. Rios will be at a town hall meeting in Seneca Falls, where the original 1848 Women's Rights Convention was held. Treasury Secretary Jacob Lew announced in June that the $10 bill would be redesigned, the portrait of Alexander Hamilton replaced with a woman. Lew says the agency has so far gotten more than a million responses to his request for comments. I'm Sandy Kozel.
What's the MTV VMA Awards without a bit of controversy and odd behavior? Last night, Kanye West capped his rambling Vanguard Award acceptance speech with this.
I have decided in 2020 to run for president.
And Taylor Swift won Video of the Year. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.